I guess first I'll start with an update on the Mount Ida Lake Dam project. Mm-hmm. This just briefly is a dam that is on the Postenkill, kind of right where Route 2 and Pauling Ave meet. And a couple of months ago, an engineering firm retained by the city was doing some sort of kind of a review of the dam in preparation to do work on the abutments of the dam, the sort of sides of the dam that were damaged a number of years ago during Hurricane Irene. When they were doing that review, they discovered, much to their chagrin, that the spanning timbers, or the middle part of the dam, basically was cracked or damaged in some way, and that it was basically in danger of potential collapse over the next year, you know, especially if there were some sort of extreme weather event or sort of a flood or something of that nature. So what the plan that they eventually arrived at, and which was later approved by DEC, the state, was to basically cut a hole in the dam. So the water, what will happen if they cut a hole in the dam, the theory is that this releases pressure on the dam. And so that's, it's less likely especially in the event of extreme weather or extreme kind of rush of water or whatever, it won't give way, or it's less likely to give way. But that's not a permanent solution. And that's some of what was gotten into last week. So last week, the city held the first of what are promised to be basically monthly meetings, kind of overseen by the city council to kind of update the public on what's happening with that project, because, you know, given the emergency nature, I think it caught a lot of people off guard, and their neighbors have a number of concerns. And one big concern, and I say it is an aesthetic concern, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not serious, is just that Ida Lake, which is sort of kind of created because of this dam almost, will essentially be drained probably once the hole is cut in the dam. And Ida Lake is sort of, it looks nice, and you know, people can paddle on it, and it's beloved, right? And it's basically historic at this point. I mean, it's been there for, I think, a century at this point. So people are concerned about that. And so the deputy mayor last week, Monica Krzyzewski, and Chris Whalen, the superintendent of public utilities, gave an update on all this stuff. And maybe the biggest news from last week is that the city has at this point submitted an application for the temporary removal or the temporary cutting a hole in the middle of dam with the state. And they're expecting to hear back now-ish. To my knowledge, they haven't heard back, but, you know, I can check, you know, later today. Actually, I'm going to follow up on that. If it is approved, the city expects that it's going to have certain conditions on it in terms of, like, how long they have to complete the work, and also how long they have to come up with a more permanent solution. But deconstruction work could start as early as the first week of December, which is quite soon. One of the concerns for the state, again, these are all details that sort of came out last week at the meeting, has been that the contractor that the city's going to use to do this work wants to use a hydro shovel, which is a term that I had never heard before, but it's basically like a water shovel to remove some sediment from the structure over the course of doing this work. And I think they were just going to blast it and kind of let the sediment go, but they've since revised that plan so that the sediment is going to be pumped into sediment bags, which will hold the water that are going to be on the shoreline, and that'll hold the matter, rather, as the water drains out.
What difference does that make?
One reason that they're doing that, I think, is because there's a hydroelectric plant downstream, like not far from where the dam is, and they are concerned about silt maybe getting in their equipment and stuff. Sure. So this sort of mollifies them. And I think also the public was concerned about sediment just going willy-nilly or whatever, and this will be a more controlled way to do it. Another stipulation that DEC may impose is that the city will have to do a fish catch at Ida Lake before
fish catch?
Well, all I know about a fish catch is basically they're going to use volunteers and the city to catch the fish, I guess, in a non not kill them, catch them, and then bring them to another space.
We're saving fish.
Yeah, you're saving fish. So there may be opportunities for the public to help out with that. And this sort of ties into one thing that the public was asking about at this meeting was about, well, why aren't you doing an environmental impact study on this before you start any work? And the Chris Whalen said it's not required because it's an emergency project. But they will be required to do one. Basically, no matter what happens before they do any sort of permanent solution, they will have to do that kind of study. One interesting thing that came up and that there wasn't really an immediate answer for was, so the water level is going to lower once they cut this hole in the dam, right? So the wooden, this dam is wooden, right? It's going to be exposed. Right now, you can't really see it if you were to go and look at the dam, right? But the level is going to lower and the water is going to be passing through this. So these this sort of wooden structure, skeleton, if you will, is going to be exposed. And Anasha Cummings, the downtown council member, was asking, you know, well, will that mean that twigs and branches and or big branches rather are going to catch more easily on this structure and creating a kind of beaver dam? And that does seem possible. And what the city said they're going to do is have like a, if that does happen, or have a backhoe handy or some kind of equipment handy to be able to remove that stuff. Anasha wasn't quite satisfied with that answer, and Chris Whalen said he was going to follow up on that, because Anasha was basically asking, you know, so this plan is supposed to make the collapse less likely, but what if it's catching more stuff?
Yes.
And so then that
it just
might not be
becomes a dam again.
Right. So the city did say that, you know, for any things that they couldn't answer immediately, and for all answers actually from the public, they're going to post questions and answers on the city's website, the project page that they've set up for this.
That's an interesting question. From Anasha, do you know, is he an engineer?
No, he is not an engineer, but I think he does take an interest in these sorts of projects. So, and I didn't interpret his questions as being sort of, I mean, I think he was skeptical and asking, you know, good questions, but I don't think he was like, don't do this project kind of thing. You know, it wasn't,
he was just exercising
his oversight responsibilities as city council member.
Yeah.
If the city does decide to rebuild the dam, it will not be made of wood. Apparently DEC standards changed and you can't build dams out of wood anymore. They changed about a decade ago. And this dam was built right around the 2000, 2001-ish, and it cost a little under $200,000 to build.
I thought you said the dam was 100 years old.
No, there has been a dam there, for 100 years.
Gotcha.
But this dam is only about, you know, 20 years old. So the new structure, if one were to be built, it would be made of concrete and steel and be intended to last a half a century. That's what Chris Whalen said. So a moment ago, I said that the city was doing, they discovered this problem in the beginning because they were preparing to do work on the abutments of the dam. That project is FEMA funded, and the city has this pot of money of a little over $800,000 to do that work. This is sort of funny and kind of surprised me when I heard it when they explained it last week. That money can only be used for the abutments and some related kind of erosion control work. It can't be used to repair the middle portion of the dam. If the city rebuilds the dam, it forfeits that FEMA money. But if the city decommissions the dam, then with FEMA's approval, they could potentially use that money for another capital project in the city.
Interesting.
That was really strange, and even a member of the public remarked on how strange that was, and the city was sort of like, yeah.
Our hands are tied.
Yeah, FEMA, man. Like, I don't. So that was really strange, and that does seem to create an incentive for the city to decommission the dam.
Yeah.
Further incentivizing the city to decommission the dam is that there is apparently DEC grant funding available for dam decommissioning, but there is not DEC funding available, nor is there apparently any federal funding available for dam construction. So again, so the city is unequivocal. Like they say, they have not decided any course of action. And I think there will be more opportunities for public input before they make any sort of final decisions on that.
Do you know offhand why state environmental organization and kind of nationally that people are not interested in restoring dams?
you know, that would be an excellent assignment for me in the future. Right. I don't know. No, it's a good question. I honestly don't know. And I didn't look into that. I took Chris Whalen at his word that he had probably, you know, looked high and low to see if that, you know, if there were potential, you know, funding opportunities for dam construction. One potential funding partner that has been talked about is that hydroelectric dam. You know, they may have a reason to like, you know, that the way that is. And, you know, maybe there could be, this is just me spitballing here, but, you know, maybe there could be some sort of friends of organization that would coalesce to, you know, there does seem to be quite a bit of neighbors who are really interested in this. And that's really the whole impetus for these monthly meetings was because neighbors were, you know, having so many questions. One question that the city did again try to put to bed at this last meeting was that there's been this persistent rumor that once the dam if the dam were to be decommissioned and the pond lowers, that the city would try to sell that land for development. And I just want to read Chris Whalen's quote really, really quickly. "That is somebody's imagination. What is in that pond is silt and sediment. If somebody wanted to build there, it's not going to be structurally sound." Okay. So there it is. Maybe it's put to bed now. Maybe it's not. But that's basically the whole meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What else are we recapping on today?
Oh, today. Well, one thing that I discovered just by dumb luck by walking on 3rd Street is that Gina Kim of Sunny's Farm and Kitchen, that the Korean place on Ferry Street downtown, is opening up this new convenience and stationery store. It's kind of right across the street from Dunkin' Donuts. I knew nothing about it. And then I walked by and then today I just walked by and they're like, basically pilot open now.
Whoa.
It still looks like the storefront was I guess maybe a bodega of some sort, you know, from a couple of years ago, but it's been inactive for a while.
Is it on that corner? There is a convenience store.
It's like a storefront or two north of where that convenience store is, right on the corner of Congress there in 3rd. Yeah, it's going to sell like Asian stationery items along with like everyday sort of market convenience store stuff. And the back of the space is going to be occupied by a new Vietnamese restaurant launched by Quang Tran, who has been a longtime server at Pex Arcade. And he likened it to a little Asian speakeasy.
Nice.
I don't know what that exactly is. The speakeasy vibe is something I guess I'm familiar with, right? Like it's kind of, it's in the back,
removed.
You know, sort of removed. Yeah.
Is that something that Gina and Sunny's are partnering on?
Yeah, I think they're basically sharing the space. I don't think Gina is actually involved in the day-to-day or there's just sort of like, you know, sharing space. But I'm sure that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, different.
Gina is everywhere, I guess. So the IDA last week approved tax breaks for another market rate apartment project on Oakwood Avenue and a final vote on another set of tax breaks for City Station North is scheduled for next month.
Mm.
These are just a couple of quick hit little items. The zoning board of appeals this month did not meet, or they did meet, but they didn't vote on anything because only 3 members of the board came. So
was
everything's tabled for
the
next
weather
month.
Or?
I don't know what the reason was I didn't find that out. There was nothing really big or momentous on the ZBA board. There's only like like 4 or 5 items, so I guess not the worst thing in the world that it was tabled till next month. Just an update, the county Democrats have been looking to raise the age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21. And it's hasn't passed yet, but it's going to be voted on by a committee, the health committee, on December 5th. And then if it makes it to the floor, the full body is going to vote on it on December 10th. I'm not sure that it's likely to pass. I don't know that they have much, if any, Republican support, and the legislature is dominated by Republicans. So, and there have been objections raised. I think one of the main objections is like, well, what will the, you know, fiscal impact be, you know, for sales tax revenue and stuff like that, or, you know, something to the effect of why doesn't the state pass it first, you know, or why are we kind of going rogue on this and just being a county? You know, I think other counties have passed it at this point, but nonetheless, it may be unlikely to pass.